Under the Parisian Sky, written by Ali Sinclair and read by Justine Eyre.
Chapter 1. Lily Johansson rested her leg on the railing of the balcony and slowly leaned forward, stretching her muscles as she gazed upon Boulevard Saint-Germain, Paris. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee and baked bread made her stomach grumble as a light breeze danced around the trees, their leaves shimmering in the midday light. On the wide avenue below, tourists and locals bustled in and out of trendy clothes shops and bookstores, or settled in for a long, lazy lunch at one of the numerous cafes. The sun warmed her skin as she pointed her toes and concentrated on each muscle, her body well acquainted with the rigors of being pushed to its limits. Lily repeated the process with the other leg, then stood in first position, bent her knees slowly while moving her arms from first through to fifth position. As much as she hated using ballet as a way to keep the horrendous back pain at bay, she couldn't deny that the movements she'd spent a lifetime perfecting helped immensely. She'd have thought by now, though, that time would have healed most of the wounds, especially the emotional. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. And since arriving in Paris the day before, the pain had increased threefold. Lily finished her routine, rested her elbows on the railing, and took in the view. Paris felt like a lifetime away from Rutherford Creek, her hometown in rural Australia. She still found it crazy that a young country girl with stars in her eyes had won a position at the Australian Ballet that led her to a contract with the most forward-thinking and prestigious ballet company in Europe. When she'd found out about her acceptance into the Bohème Ballet of Paris, the Australian media had clamored for interviews. But since the incident in Paris, she'd refused to speak to journalists, especially the more they'd hounded her. Even now, they knocked on her door in Australia, hoping Lily would finally talk about that fateful night. Dipping her head and letting out a long sigh, Lily knew she couldn't stay in this anonymous apartment forever. It had taken an incredible amount of energy and soul-searching to get on the plane to Paris, so holing up in a room ignoring the world around her would not get her the results she desired. She had a job to do, and while she'd have preferred to be anywhere but in the city that broke her heart, she had little choice. Demons needed to be confronted. No 29-year-old should live like this, especially one who'd once had the world lying in front of her pink pointe shoes. Going back inside, Lily shoved her camera into the backpack and grabbed the room key. She closed the door, descended the stairs, and stepped out onto the street. Although tempted to put off the inevitable by procrastinating with a coffee, she picked up the pace, determined to reach the Jardin Marco Polo and take advantage of the best natural light of the day. Entering the gardens, she stopped to gaze at the four semi-naked statues holding up a globe of the world, their faces relaying the strain of their effort. After taking a moment to admire the craftsmanship, she rounded the fountain and carefully framed the subjects in the lens, snapping photos from different angles. Strength emanated from these statues, and Lily hoped some of their bravery might rub off on her. Since arriving in Paris, her self-doubt had strangled her confidence and killed the strength she needed to endure the reminders of Aiden's death and her sister's abandonment. She checked the screen of the camera, satisfied with the end result. Since quitting ballet, she'd used photography as a coping mechanism to deal with the long, lonely days. This pursuit gave her a sense of control, unlike her personal and professional life that continued to spin deeper into the abyss. With photography, if the angle wasn't quite right, or she wanted to zoom in on her subject, Lily could make adjustments to get the outcome she wanted, unlike her efforts in real life. Which was why she was here, in a beautiful park in Paris, taking photographs instead of knocking on her sister's door and having it slammed in her face, again. Lily took some more shots, enjoying the different subject matter. The oranges and reds of the landscapes of Rutherford Creek and surrounds had been her subject of choice for the past couple years, so it was nice to branch out and try something new.